Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. Senator Robert Menendez is not resigning. The embattled Democrat addressed reporters a short time ago from his home state of New Jersey and denied the bribery charges against him.
Everything I've accomplished, I've worked for, despite the naysayers and everyone who has underestimated me. I recognize this will be the biggest fight yet, but as I have stated throughout this whole process, I firmly believe that when all the facts are presented, not only will I be exonerated, but I still will be the New Jersey's senior senator.
Last week, Menendez and his wife were criminally charged with bribery. Prosecutors say the Democratic lawmaker accepted gold bars and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash in exchange for helping three New Jersey businessmen and the Egyptian government. The senator, his wife, and the businessmen are expected to appear in Manhattan federal court on Wednesday. Menendez was the chairman of the powerful Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He has temporarily stepped down from that role. Hollywood writers and studios have reached a tentative agreement that could soon end a nearly five-month strike. NPR's Mandalit del Barco reports the Writers Guild of America calls this deal with Hollywood studios exceptional, with meaningful gains and protections for writers.
Screenwriters cheered for the new contract, which still needs to be voted on and approved by members before the strike is officially over. Their work stoppage and a strike by the Actors Union SAG-AFTRA ground Hollywood to a halt, stopping most productions and delaying film and TV premieres. Workers across the entertainment industry have been out of work since May. CEOs from four Hollywood studios joined negotiators to hammer out issues such as higher residuals when shows are rerun on streaming platforms, minimum staffing for TV series, and protections against artificial intelligence. SAG-AFTRA has similar issues and is waiting for the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers to make a deal with them. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
There's another major agreement that hangs in the balance, one that averts a government shutdown. Congress has only days left to reach a deal that keeps federal agencies funded, at least in the short term. NPR's David Gurr reports on what that means for federal workers.
Keep in mind that when there is a shutdown, everyone does get paid eventually. But yeah, hundreds of thousands of government workers wouldn't get paid. The government wouldn't be able to pay for what it's bought. That has a direct effect on the economy, all kinds of knock-on effects. The severity of a shutdown will depend on how long it lasts, if there is one. And if it were to go on for a couple of days, couple of weeks, well, the fallout from that would not be huge. But if it were to last longer, then the U.S. economy would take a bigger hit.
NPR's David Gurra reporting. U.S. stocks are mixed this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 19 points at 33,944. S&P's up 7. NASDAQ is up 25 points. It's NPR News. The U.S. government seemingly has failed to compensate or offer other help to Iraqis who were tortured or abused by U.S. forces in Abu Ghraib and other prisons in Iraq. This is the finding by Human Rights Watch. NPR's Ruth Sherlock reports it corroborates NPR's own reporting on this from earlier this year.
The images of detainees naked and leashed like dogs and forced into other degrading positions by US soldiers in 2003 shocked the American public and harmed America's reputation around the world. But it seems the victims of Abu Ghraib were largely forgotten. In March, we reported the story of Talib al-Majli, who detailed the abuse he says he suffered. The trauma of his experiences continues to impact his life, and he's been trying for years to get compensation or even just an apology from the United States. Now, Human Rights Watch has also looked into Majli's case and concludes that, despite senior US officials at the time saying that offering compensation was, quote, the right thing to do, it seems the victims of Abu Ghraib and other prisons in Iraq have not been helped. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Rome.
Egypt says it is holding its presidential election in December. Voters will decide whether President Abdel el-Sisi should remain in power, which could be until 2030 as a result of constitutional amendments passed a few years ago. El-Sisi led the revolt against a controversial elected president in 2013. During his tenure, the government has cracked down on political dissent. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.